You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's been a big week for the Federal Trade Commission. On Monday, a court threw out the agency's antitrust complaint against Facebook and told it to come back with a stronger argument. On Thursday, Lina Khan chaired her first meeting as the new head of the FTC and started making changes right out of the gate, expanding the agency's antitrust powers. Khan is famous for her antitrust arguments against Amazon, but she's also written on the role privacy concerns could play in attempting to regulate big tech firms like Facebook. Issy Lepowski is a senior reporter for Protocol, where she covers technology, politics, and national affairs. And she dug into this part of Khan's background, especially a 2019 article she co-authored on the idea of so-called information fiduciaries.
The idea was basically that any business has a fiduciary duty to their shareholders. So a lot of privacy people are asking, well, why don't they have a fiduciary duty to us? And this is an idea that was really emerging in privacy circles. Lina Khan more or less ripped it apart in this article. She basically said that the very business model that a lot of these companies are built on, which is personalized advertising, is completely inconsistent with being an information fiduciary, with holding people's personal privacy first. And so it was a pretty scathing critique of this business model that is so foundational to the internet.
And she gave a pretty interesting metaphor for how it would work.
She did. So I really liked this part of the paper. And I should note that she co-authored the paper with David Posen. And they basically wrote, imagine that you go to the doctor, and let's just for the sake of argument call this doctor, Dr. Zuckerberg. Imagine that instead of paying Dr. Zuckerberg for their services, Dr. Zuckerberg gets paid from advertisers who, the second you walk in the door, are pitching ads for pills and procedures that you might want to get. And all those ads are based on the information that Dr. Zuckerberg collects on you. Mm-hmm. And they write, you know, could such a model really be seen as consistent with respecting your health? If not, then could such a model really be seen as consistent with respecting your privacy? And the answer is no. This is how Facebook makes its money. And no matter what commitments they make, they're always putting the money first.
So given Lina Khan's view on both competition and privacy, or at least what we know, what kind of power does she have now to potentially apply some of these arguments to what's happening in the world of tech now?
Facebook is a free service because, she argues, it is in a lot of ways violating people's privacy. So it's important to recognize that, you know, I think a lot of her antitrust enforcement actions will, you know, have the effect of dealing with a lot of the privacy concerns she has. But the FTC doesn't just oversee antitrust, it also oversees deceptive practices. So the FTC could continue to bring cases where it finds that companies are being deceptive with regard to their use of user data. They could pass some kind of rule that says, you know, you have to do XYZ with regard to user privacy.
Issy Lepowski, senior reporter for Protocol. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produced the show. Our engineer is Justin Dueler. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.